It's after such a big win. Is there any concern whatsoever about a letdown after such a big win?
Not at all, because each week we get back to work, win or lose. You know, that's our job. You know, to let the past be the past and move forward, especially when you're dealing with another really good football team in the 49ers. So last week is done with. You know, we have to move forward. We have to be able to move forward. We have to be able to get better each week. And I think that's the biggest thing for us. Each week this team, had that one goal, is to get better each week and try to, prepare well and execute well on come Sunday, or if it's Monday night. So that's where we're at.
Is it endless what this team can do on offense, whether it be Gore or Kaepernick or the tight ends or the wide receivers? They seem to be able to
never
have the opportunity.
I tell you what, I never seen an offense like this. I mean, because, like you said, they can do so many different things. And it's not an offense where you can line up and say, when they line up like this, they're going to do this, or this guy is only going to do this, because it seems like everybody touch the ball is very dangerous, from the receivers to the backs to the quarterbacks. So we're going to have to basically get back to fundamentals, playing good football, and just, learn on the go. Just play what we see. And, I'm pretty sure this week is going to be very, very crucial for us, getting back to the sidelines every series to go over things that they're doing differently, because, like I say, it's impossible to try to cover everything that they do, because they do a whole bunch of things where two back, three back, sometimes four guys, four tight ends. I mean, it's a lot of work. So we have to prepare well and, be able to make the sideline adjustment. It's going to be crucial for us this week.
Tom said that you guys, as he watches you guys and he talks to you and Gerard, says that he feels that the confidence in your group is rising from you guys. Is that an accurate assessment that you're feeling better
and
better about?
I think so. And, the one thing I see is confidence and guys playing and having fun. I mean, that's the one thing. When you play with confidence, you can have fun. When you play stuck up, it's not fun, because you're scared to make a mistake. You're not sure if you're doing the right things or not. So every week, like I said, every week guys have been doing a hell of a job of coming in and making sure that they got their thing together, whatever they need to have together. And we've been playing with a lot of confidence, so as a unit and as a team. So it's good when you can have coaches call plays and everybody's on the same page, because you have good outcomes most of the time. So, but other teams get, they get paid too. They play good football too. So every now and then you have teams that make plays and it's not the end of the world. And I think, the guys do a really good job of understanding that and not getting down on themselves and just going back out and try to make another play. So it's going to be like that again this week, and more confidence we play with, the better this team will be.
Everybody talks about them sort of as being the model defense here, the fast, physical, relentless to the ball. Yet what you guys have done over the course of the last 5 weeks, you force more turnovers than them, holding teams to less points. Time to enter yourselves in that conversation, the people that you'd be talking about?
We control what we control, and that's playing good football, trying to play good team football. Everybody individually know. Each week we have to raise our level of play, every last one of them, from the coaches down to the players. So, we care less about stats. The main stat is wins. Team with the most wins get glorified at the end. So, last I checked, that was the biggest stats of them all. So, and that's our goal, is to win. However you win, I think great teams find a way to win. And, we want to be considered one, a good football team or a great football team. We have to win ball games, and that's what you judge off of wins.
Vince, you kind of take care of business mode, because, again, you control your own destiny in terms of playoff seeding and so on from here on out. So you take care of your business, you move on.
Al Davis said it best, win, baby, win. That's, if you win, everyone's happy. And, winning, you have to prepare well. You have to execute well. You have to be able to do that. And if you can't do that, you'll have a hard time trying to win at this level. And like I say, it get tougher. Each week get tougher. We play good football teams. It's another great football team we playing again this week. So it's going to be challenging for us. But a good thing that we have, we playing home. It's a Sunday night good Sunday night football. Once again, we're playing at night, and we're on prime time. So hopefully we could do enough through the week so we can feel good going into this game Sunday night and execute well at a high level.
Vince, you talked about the offense doing a lot of different things. Since Kaepernick's been inserted as a starter, have they changed anything protection-wise because he's a little bit different athlete than Smith is?
I mean, I don't see, because they do so many different things. I mean, but he definitely can hurt you running the ball, and he's a pretty good passer. Normally, when you have a guy that can run as well as he can as a running back or a receiver, you know, he have a negative, and that's, you know, most of the time as a quarterback is being able to stand in the pocket and throw the ball. But this guy, I mean, he can throw the football. I mean, he have a strong arm. He's pretty accurate. And he, and, you know, for the most part, he make pretty good decisions. And, you know, just be playing only a couple weeks, he making some big plays for this team, man. And I don't think they'll change the offense, you know, this week coming in, because, like I said, they do so many things well. You don't need to. If something's not working, they'll go to the next thing. So they got about 100 different things they can do, probably more than that. But you can do that when you have the talent that they have. You have a skill position that they have. Everybody, like I said, everybody who touched the ball for them is capable of big plays. So we understand that. Everybody's at the point of attack with us, and everybody have a job to do. So everybody's going to have to do their job.